The tailings ponds are the largest toxic impoundments on the planet. Oil sands, or rather I should say tar sands, oil sands is a PR created term so that the oil companies wouldn't be trying to promote something that sounds like a sticky tar-like substance that's the world's dirtiest oil. So they decided to call it oil sands. The tar sands consume more water than any other oil process. 3 to 5 barrels of water are taken, polluted, and then returned into tailings ponds, the largest toxic impoundments in the planet. Syncrude, just one of the licensees in just one of their tailings ponds, dumps 250,000 tons of this toxic gunk every single day. That's creating the largest toxic impoundments in the history of the planet. So far, this is enough toxin to cover the face of Lake Erie a foot deep. And the tailings ponds range in size up to 9,000 acres. That's 2/3 the size of the entire island of Manhattan. That's like from Wall Street at the southern edge of Manhattan up to maybe 120th Street. So this is this is one of the larger tailings ponds. This might be what? I don't know, half the size of Manhattan? And you can see in the context, it's just a relatively small section of one of 10 mining complexes and another 40 to 50 on stream to be approved soon. And of course, these tailings ponds, well, you can't see many ponds from outer space, and you can see these, so maybe we should stop calling them ponds. These massive toxic wastelands are built unlined and on the banks of the Athabasca River.